Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Due to unforeseen circumstances, tonight's show will not be live. Instead, we will be replaying an episode from September 2014 where Selena works with cornucopia as a ritual tool and symbol to celebrate the harvest, attuned to the seasons, express gratitude, and enhance prosperity. Sit back and enjoy this encore episode.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we explore cornucopia magic. We call to the cornucopia, the horn of plenty, to be with us tonight and in our lives in all its many forms. Cornucopia, symbol of plenty. Cornucopia, symbol of thanksgiving. Cornucopia, symbol of the harvest. Cornucopia, symbol of magic. Cornucopia, symbol of antiquity and of the present. Cornucopia in physical form. Cornucopia in mythic lore form. Cornucopia in imaginative form. We call to you and celebrate you. Be with us and guide us as we explore your history, your uses, and possibilities. The cornucopia is an ancient symbol. It is a ritual tool. It is a symbol of magic. It has its start in classical time. You find references to cornucopia in Greek and Roman mythology. And today, the cornucopia appears in a variety of ways, not just on pagan altars, but in homes of people of a number of different backgrounds and beliefs. We have cornucopia images in public art. And what about the cornucopia of the future? It is likely that this ancient symbol will continue to be with us, not only in physical form, but in symbolic form. The name cornucopia comes from the Latin cornucopiae, which means horn of plenty. It has a number of different forms. It can be long and skinny. It can be wide, tapering to a cone. It may have a curve in it. It may appear in artwork in an actual form, made of a variety of different materials. Most common in contemporary times is a cornucopia woven in a kind of basket form. But in ancient times and in artwork, you sometimes see a cornucopia made of some type of metal. You may see a cornucopia made of ceramic. And some have created cornucopiae out of bread and other types of foodstuff. The earliest emergence of the cornucopia goes back to antiquity. And there are a number of different tales about how the cornucopia came to be. In the ancient Greek traditions, some see the cornucopia coming from a story involving Zeus, the king of the gods, as a baby. He was hidden away in a cave on Mount Ida on the island of Crete. And there are a number of caregivers for Zeus. The nourishing goddess, Amalthea, who actually was a goat, fed Zeus with her milk. Zeus grew strong and enjoyed playing with his goat nursemaid. And one time, as he was frisking around, he actually broke off one of her horns, and that became the very first cornucopia. For with his divine power and her magic, this foster mother goat, who had provided nourishment to Zeus, this horn was able to provide ongoing nourishment to all. So the idea of the horn of plenty, the horn that continues to nurture, never-ending supply of abundance, is rooted in this ancient story. There are some other stories as well. Another tale involves Hercules, who was in a wrestling match with a river god, Achilles. And during that, this river god, who had horns, he pulled off one of the horns, and this horn became the horn of plenty. And it being a river god and a river ever flowing and abundant with water, this too had the theme of continual nourishment. Regardless of which myth is the more ancient and the more accepted, the idea of having a source of never-ending abundance has been an inspiration for people across cultures and through the ages. And across time, the cornucopia became associated with a number of divine beings. Different Greek and Roman deities, in particular, some of those connected with harvest time and fertility, abundance, were depicted in sculptures, in artwork, not only in ancient times, but in the years since, as holding a cornucopia. The cornucopia, in some depictions in sacred and public art, may be filled with fruit. Some cornucopia imagery, they're vegetables, some it's a combination, some may be filled with flowers, with nuts, with some other depictions of abundance. The goddess Demeter, the goddess Ceres, in fact, Mother Earth, as Gaia or Terra, had been depicted with a cornucopia representing the abundance of the earth. So agricultural goddesses and the depiction of the planet herself have had that connected. Some gods have actually had cornucopiae connected with them. One of those is Pluto, the god of the underworld, but who is also connected with agriculture, with minerals that are in the ground, with all types of wealth. In some cases, Lady Luck. In Rome, it was the goddess Fortuna, is often depicted with a cornucopia. And one can put the cornucopia image on an altar and fill it with a variety of things connected with the time of year, with the focus of ceremony, the focus of the ritual that the altar is being used for, many different ways of filling a cornucopia. One of the things that I like to do for fall equinox is to fill a cornucopia with what's known as Indian corn, brightly colored corn of different shapes and sizes, some small ears, some large ears, and also put in acorns and nuts that I have found, some apples and other bounty from the land where I live. There's a number of ways of working with a cornucopia, actual image, or working with the symbol to help one deal with different aspects. And I'd like to share some of those methods with you tonight. For fall equinox, the cornucopia can serve as a symbol of the season. If you are a gardener, gather things from your garden and put them in a cornucopia in your home to symbolize the season, to celebrate what you are harvesting. Take the best of your harvest and place it in your cornucopia. And after its use as a decoration for your home, as a symbol of the harvest for your feasting table, and or as the fall equinox image on your personal or household altar, you can take the contents of the cornucopia and place them out in a natural area to be an offering of thanksgiving for the bounty from the divine, as goddess, as God, as spirit, in the ways that you connect with divinity in ceremonies and in your day-to-day life. This approach of filling a cornucopia at fall equinox time can be adapted for community use. And one of the things that we've done at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve over the years is to have a very large cornucopia. In fact, some years when we have a very large festival with many people coming and everyone bringing some item for the cornucopia, we may actually have two large cornucopia ritual tools on our altar. During a ceremony of Thanksgiving, each person brings a piece of fruit, a vegetable, some kind of other produce. It might be nuts, it might be flowers, it might be greens from the garden, some herbs. And in ceremony, reflecting on the abundance of nature and of agriculture and giving thanks, using those symbols to also call to mind thanksgiving for particular aspects of life through the year. Holding the offering object, using it as a focus, and then during the beginning of the ceremony, or as people are gathering, place it on the altar, or in some cases, during the ceremony, heart to go forth and place the item into the cornucopia and to speak thanksgiving or to join with others in a chant. And the idea of having a group focus on a cornucopia and the act of filling it with offerings can be very powerful. It's a central focus, it's connected with the ancient past, and it also is a way of collaborating together to create a piece of sacred art. Can be quite beautiful. One year, in addition to having assorted vegetables and fruit, herbs and nuts, other produce, we also included a piece of wood, oak wood from our land, to represent the harvest of downed wood that we use to keep us warm and to cook over for ceremonial cooking fires outside. Some brought honey as an offering for the cornucopia. The idea of ritually filling a cornucopia in community is a way to celebrate this holiday and abundance, and by all joining together, recognizing Thanksgiving individually and as a group, that can not only be a wonderful image, the process of creating it to focus on, but the completed cornucopia can be a focus for meditation for a large group. Some may want to sing some kind of chant, and a chant that we've worked with is one that I wrote. We give thanks for the harvest. We give thanks for abundance. We give thanks for the blessings in our lives through the year. And as that chant is done, it can not only be a means to have people create the cornucopia together, but as a way of putting forth appreciation, gratitude, the magic of Thanksgiving. Throughout the year, a cornucopia can be used to celebrate the seasons. One can have what I call the Sabbath altar or the seasonal altar in one's home. Now, one could use a bowl or a cauldron, but it can be really powerful to have a year-round cornucopia. So for Samhain, you would fill it with colored leaves, acorns, apples, pomegranates, gourds, miniature pumpkins, symbols that you can gather from your own area, you can gather from a local farmer's market, that you have an association with Samhain, creating a beautiful Samhain cornucopia to attune to that season. At Yuletide, you can exchange those items for Yule symbols. Now, this would include the various Yule greens, holly and ivy and mistletoe, evergreen branches, pine cones. But you also can include some other symbols of Yule, sun images, shiny glass balls that she's put on a Yule tree, pomanders, clove-studded oranges and lemons and limes. The idea is to have a festive Yule cornucopia to express the beauty of that season. Now, for Imbolc, one can fill the cornucopia with candles, different types of candles. Votive candles, tea lights, have an abundance of candles. I like white tea lights. Filling a whole cornucopia with that, representing this holiday's connection with fire and candles. Some do what's known as a Brige or Bride's or Bridget's Bed at Imbolc. Often it's taking a corn dolly fashioned out of wheat, sometimes some kind of phallic image representing fertility and the male principle, or a Bridget's Cross, and we'll create something called a Bridget's Bed. Well, one could use the cornucopia for that, to represent the fertility of this ancient Celtic fire festival at the beginning of February. Some may fill an Imbolc cornucopia with white cloth, symbolic of Bridget's mantle, and to take that cornucopia and put it outside on Brede's night, on the night of January 31st or February 1st or 2nd, depending on your tradition, and let it be out under the sky. And then, as part of Imbolc celebration, the following day is to be able to cut the cloth up and give pieces of this Bridget cloth to others for good luck, abundance, well-being, and healing. For spring equinox, you can make magic with a cornucopia filled with eggs, colored eggs. They could be hard-boiled eggs or egg symbols, or you may want to put spring candies such as jelly beans or chocolate eggs covered with beautiful colored foil. Some would prefer for spring equinox or Ostara to actually fill a cornucopia with seed packets and during an Ostara ceremony be able to bless those seed packets for planting in the season and to give them out to others. As we come to Beltane, a cornucopia can be filled with flowers that are freshly cut. There can be symbolic flowers made of silk. To actually have a Beltane cornucopia with just many types of flowers coming forth, if you want fresh flowers, and to have them keep their freshness, there are ways of attaching to the ends of the cut flowers, things that you can get from a floral shop that keep water in a little tube, and they can all kind of nestle in to the end of the cornucopia. It won't even be visible, and you can actually keep fresh flowers through that delivery of water system available in your cornucopia for several days. And if you keep checking on the flowers and filling those up, then it can stay fresh even longer. For summer solstice, a wonderful thing to do is to go out and harvest herbs and flowers, grasses. You can get sun symbols, sun stones, sun images, and fill the cornucopia with that. For Lunasa, here again, you can do some harvesting because that's the first of the harvest festival. Some like to get sheaves of grain, in particular wheat, and to fill the cornucopia with those stalks of wheat, representing the grain harvest, the first of the harvest festivals. And of course, with fall equinoxes, we've talked about things that are part of the bounty of the earth, the fruit, the nuts, the grains, the herbs, the flowers, the vegetables, a wonderful assortment of produce available at fall equinox time. So the cornucopia can be used throughout the year. It can be used at fall equinox. It can be used as an expression of gratitude. It can be a sign of the season. It can contain offerings that are later placed at some sacred site or some natural area, along with expressions of appreciation. Another way of working with the cornucopia is as a dimension of feasting. One can actually, if one has good bread-making skills, create a cornucopia out of bread and or to fill a basket or metal cornucopia or ceramic one with all sorts of ready-to-eat items that can be available on the feasting table. As we start looking at some ways of working with actual cornucopia images as well as symbolic images, a really powerful thing that one can do as part of spiritual practice is to work with the cornucopia for prosperity. Now, this can take the form of having a cornucopia on your altar that's dedicated to abundance and prosperity. And prosperity of a particular type, if you wish. It could be prosperity in the form of financial abundance. Ways of working with it in this fashion would be to put into the cornucopia ritual symbol some herbs connected with abundance. Some of them would include cinquefoil, cedar, sage, rosemary, thyme, parsley, mugwort. Those are just a few the herbs that have been connected with financial prosperity and prosperity as a whole. But certainly, one could find it interesting and very magical to include in the cornucopia some actual money if what you're seeking to bring into your life is the ability to increase financial well-being. So in addition to fresh or dried herbs, to have some money in coin form as well as dollar bill form, and to write on a card, like a 3x5 card or part of one, cut in half, something that you can tuck in with an affirmation of the form of abundance that you're seeking for. It is best to do this prosperity magic when the moon is waxing. Yes, you can do it at a new moon. You can do it at a full moon. Or at the half moon between new and full. What you're endeavoring to do with the cornucopia is to have it to represent financial prosperity coming into your life and to be a focus for sending that intention out into the world. As you create the cornucopia of financial well-being, keep your focus on that, and then envision financial well-being flowing into the cornucopia and into your life. Keep that cornucopia in a protected yet visible place so you see it every day. Do a meditation and make note of what guidance comes to you to help you understand what specific actions you need to take to bring about the manifestation of the magic that you make with the cornucopia. Be sure, after you have accomplished your goal, that you give thanks. You may want to take some items from that cornucopia and release them as offerings of thanksgiving, placing them in some special spot, such as out in nature, or burying one or more of the items in the ground as you express thanksgiving. Gratitude is a really powerful dynamic connected with abundance. So another bit of cornucopia magic I'd like to share with you is the idea of having a cornucopia, having several small pieces of paper. 3x5 cards work really well. You can cut them in half and get lots of cards that way. You want to have a pen, felt tip marker, or a ballpoint pen. And what you do for this is to create a sacred space, be there with your cornucopia and with your cards and your pen, and then do a meditation and call to mind things that you are thankful for. Write each one down on a card, fold it up, and start putting each card as you write into the cornucopia. Fill the cornucopia with your expressions of gratitude. Fill it as full as you can. Take your gratitude cornucopia and place it someplace special in your home. It can be on your personal altar, if there is space for that, depending on how big your cornucopia is and how big your altar is, or it could be on a shelf nearby. Once a day, go to the cornucopia and pull out one of those cards and reflect on the appreciation that you have expressed on that card. What this does is keep your awareness mindful of the things that you do have, the abundance that's already present. And by being appreciative of that and focusing your awareness on that, that leads to a shift in consciousness. It can bring about greater peace, a greater sense of well-being, and a way of being able to have a gratitude attitude throughout the year, throughout every day. And from that expression, you cultivate through the law of attraction more things to be thankful for, more experiences to be thankful for, more people and relationships in your life to be thankful for. A cornucopia also can help with healing, to create a cornucopia for healing. You will fill it with some dried herbs, connect it with the type of healing that you seek. For example, if you are looking to heal your lungs, there's some respiratory condition, then one could have some comfrey leaves, some lemon balm, some sage, some rosemary, some horehound, some thyme. There's many different herbs that are all connected with healthy lungs. Mullein in particular is a really powerful herb for respiratory conditions and improving them. And you stuff your cornucopia with healing herbs for the particular thing that you seek to have greater wellness and healing for. In addition to that, you write a petition, a positive affirmation. May my lungs be healed, may they be well, may they be whole, so mote it be. And tuck that in. Hold the cornucopia with the healing herbs and with the affirmation to the part of the body that is associated with the healing you seek. So in the case of lungs, you would hold them right on your chest. And as you take some deep, slow breaths, you form a prayer, an affirmation, a chant, healing to my lungs, wellness to my respiration. And whatever chant that you do, you repeat it, you hold it in your mind, imagine that healing coming to you. Then be silent for a time and pay attention to what guidance comes to you about something specifically you can do to further that healing. Now, doing this spiritual, this magical healing work is not a substitute for actually taking part in good health practices and working with a healthcare provider, but it certainly can amplify those endeavors and help with your overall pattern of wellness in your life. A cornucopia can stimulate creativity, and there are different ways of doing this. Yes, you can take an actual cornucopia and in that cornucopia put objects that are favorite objects. You can use the creating of a creativity cornucopia as being a creative process itself to stimulate your own creativity. You can let it be a kind of artwork. Or if you're handy with weaving, you can actually weave a cornucopia. Or if you do embroidery, you can embroider a cornucopia image on a piece of cloth. If you're a painter, you can create a cornucopia. If you are a doodler, you can doodle a cornucopia. If you are a poet, you can write a poem about a cornucopia. But in addition to actually giving form and expression to the cornucopia as a creative process, one of the most powerful things that you can do for the creative cornucopia is to actually experience the image of a cornucopia of creativity in your mind's eye. So I'd like to share with you a short meditation that you could use for this type of cornucopia magic. Begin by sitting comfortably in a place where you can be for several minutes. Get comfortable. Have your feet on the ground, your back fairly straight, in a comfortable position, your hands resting comfortably on your lap. Take some deep, slow breaths to be centered. Connect with the sacred according to your own tradition. Envision yourself surrounded by a circle of light. And then in the next few moments, after you've created the sacred space, start calling in your mind's eye an image of a cornucopia that is filled with creative light. Let the cornucopia start taking form. What material are you crafting it of in your mind's eye? Pay attention to that material, its texture, its shape. Let it take form. And as you experience the form of the cornucopia, notice how it is appearing. Does it have curves in it? Is it round for its opening? Is it oval? Is it some other shape? And as the basic form of the cornucopia emerges in your mind's eye, start letting some form of decoration appear on the outside of the cornucopia. It may be fairly plain. It may have elaborate scenes on it, but allow your inner creative spirit as you fashion this cornucopia of creativity to decorate in a way that reflects your own inclinations and creative spirit. And now call into the cornucopia creative magic, creative power. Envision it as a radiant light. Let it take a particular color. It may be mist. It may be more solid. Pay attention to the quality, to the color, the texture of the creative light coming through the cornucopia. Now let that be the focus of your attention. The light emitting creative cornucopia. Be one with the creative cornucopia. And now envision yourself holding the cornucopia in your mind's eye. And as you do, experience yourself being the embodiment of creativity. The light emanates in you and around you. And if it feels appropriate to do so, do an affirmation. Repeat it several times. I celebrate creativity. I connect with creativity. I express creativity. And then, as you feel complete with that, give thanks to the cornucopia that you've worked with, that you've fashioned, that you've resonated with. Return to a more waking state of consciousness. And now, write a description or sketch, image, make a note in some way of the form, of the texture, of the decoration, of the substance, of the cornucopia and the light, and what you've experienced as you've worked with this cornucopia of creativity. So there's many ways of working with the cornucopia. These are some rituals, and I'd like to share several more in this final part of our evening. A cornucopia can be a powerful ritual tool. It can be used not only as a receptacle for offerings, but it can be used as an invoking tool in calling on a goddess and or a god during a ritual. If you are going to call a god or goddess of agriculture, you can hold the cornucopia up, ideally filled with expressions of agriculture. Hold it up and use it as a tool to call that sacred force into the right. Another thing that you can do is fill the cornucopia with symbols connected with the deity that you are invoking. If you're invoking Flora, for example, the goddess of flowers, then fill it with flowers. If you are invoking a sea goddess or a sea god, Yemaya or Neptune, you can fill the cornucopia with, if it's a metal cornucopia, if you have some seawater, seashells, or symbols connected with the sea, and hold that up as you do the invocation. Another thing that you can do is to use the cornucopia, is a metal one or a ceramic one that can hold liquid. You can use it as a kind of libation tool and pass it around a circle in a group ritual and have each person do a libation of the water or the wine or the milk or the juice or the tea or whatever other substance is in this cornucopia and pour it out into a libation bowl or on the ground or in a stream or some other place where it's going to be receiving the liquid. So it can be used in a way similar to a drinking horn. In fact, some deity art, the horn of plenty looks like a cross between a cornucopia and a drinking horn. They have some similar stylistic images in some ancient and contemporary art. Cornucopia can actually be a wonderful home blessing tool. You can use it as part of home blessing rites. You can let it be a symbol of a happy home. Typically, if you're going to have it set up year-round in your home, then you would fill it with different images that, such as silk flowers and if you were to use some apples, apple symbols made of wood, or if you're putting some eggs, some marble eggs, things that would work over time. And you may put it on a mantelpiece, or you may have it in some other part of the house where it's both decorative as well as it represents happy home. You may want to create a cornucopia as a home blessing gift that you can share with others. These are just some of the ways that I've worked with a cornucopia as a symbol for meditation, for inner journey work, as a community tool for celebrating the seasons, and as a tool for bringing the seasons into one's own home. However you work with the cornucopia, keep in mind that it is a tool that is ancient, but also is timeless. And let your own creative spirit deepen your connection with the cornucopia and inspire you and guide you in your work with it in the future as well. When you get an actual cornucopia and you are starting to work with it as a ceremonial tool, be sure to cleanse it and bless it in some way. You can get a cornucopia at a variety of different places. Some gift shops have them, craft shops, flea markets, garage sales, garden centers. Those are just some of the places that carry them. A lot of antique stores have cornucopia of different type. And you can cleanse it. You may use each of the elements. You may want to sprinkle it with some salt, or if it's a metal one, you can rub it with some fresh or dried herbs. You can use smudge with incense smoke. You can pass it over a candle flame for fire. You can anoint it with sacred water. You can energize it with a crystal or a blessing wand. And know that a cornucopia can be with you for a really long time, and keep it well. Thank you all for being part of Cornucopia Magic tonight. I invite you to share your own experiences with cornucopia images and actual cornucopia tools with me. You can do some posting under the cornucopia images I have on my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. You can send me a message through Facebook or send me an email, selena@circlesanctuary.org. We give thanks to the cornucopia. We give thanks to the horn of plenty. We give thanks to this ancient symbol of fertility, of abundance, of prosperity, of healing, of well-being, of inspiration, of creativity. May the cornucopia of the ancients, of the present, of diversity and unity continue to be with us in our minds, in our memories, in our lives, now and in the times to come. And may this ancient symbol continue to be in our world. So mote it be.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.